all I know
is... say, you and I are
sitting
there.
Dude, you and I left. We're in the car, and the bases were loaded.
I didn't want to leave. You made me leave. I'm just for the
record. Oh, stop.
I'm just saying for the record, just boom, in case people boom, notice our boom, seats empty leave? After can the seventh. Leave?
Why are you throwing me under the
my
bus
man
like
boom,
that?
My man Boom was no, like,
no, why are you doing that?
It's a Ranger playoff game. We're out of here early.
Dude, I thought we were, you know...
Huh?
You know what?
All right, I'm not going to
what
lie
you
here.
Just did right there yeah. is wrong.
I broke man code?
You've never done that. In the 3 years that we've worked here, you've never done that. Now, you all of a sudden, you do that because you get a little national FaceTime, and now you're going to dump it on me.
Let me tell you something. At 3-2, the Yankees want to give me that seat for the rest of the playoffs.
You got more FaceTime than Burnett did last night.
Yeah, right. And I did a better job, too. I outperformed A.J. Burnett last night as well. Did I not? By the way.
Oh, what now?
Now, a lot of times guys will be in a situation and they'll think a lot more of themselves than really is an accurate representation of how they should feel, right?
What?
Like you'll be in a bar, you're like, oh, the hottest girl in the bar, she wants me. We no, you're out of your mind.
She doesn't want you.
That being said, and I think you'll vouch for me on this, one of the most famous women in America.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly wants a little Craigie time.
Oh, boy.
And Boomer saw this in action, by the way.
You're not refuting it.
Martha Stewart wants to bang me. She couldn't get her eyes off me last night, Jerry.
Oh, boy.
And I gave her the look back.
I
gave her a little look-see. A little look-see.
Listen, I thought, what's his name, Andy Samberg?
Andy Samberg from Saturday Night Live.
I thought you were going to make him cry last night.
Yeah.
Because he got there, the game had already started.
That's right.
And then, of course, they showed up, and they had to walk in front of all of us as the game's going on. And Craig is screaming at him. And I'm like, hey, Craig, you can't do it. The kid, he looks like a little
First
kid.
First of all, he's 4'3". Lupus is bigger than he is. Number two, you're showing up late. Right? Someone's going to say something. Samberg!
He yelled that loud, and Samberg was literally 6 inches away from him.
And I was reading Lorne Michaels' texts all night. It was great. He stood in front of me. I was reading everything he wrote on his phone. I know everything going on in SNL now.
Right.
I know. Oh, and then I looked around and I go, Boomer, it's Fat Albert. What's that kid on SNL? I think he played Fat Albert.
Right.
That was great, man. Boy, I belong in that section now, the way I see it.
I have to tell you, he was heckling.
Sounds like you guys really had a miserable night.
Martha Stewart was making Google eyes at me. The entire, Jerry, it was uncomfortable to the point I go, Boomer, you tell me if I'm mistaking what's going on here. I go, look over to your right. He goes, Martha Stewart. I go, yes, she looks like a corpse. I understand this. I go, but is she making the eyes at me? He goes, matter of fact, I think she is.
She wasn't making eyes at you.
I could have clearly had a threesome with Martha Stewart last night.
No.
I'm putting it out
there.
I don't
know what she was looking at, but certainly it wasn't you or I. I can tell you that right now.
No. It was me.
I think she was like looking at, it could have been Lorne Michaels. I thought, I should have even thought about that.
It was me. Jerry Reckless here with an update, then back to the debacle from Yankee Stadium last night.
Did your eyes ever meet her eyes?
Yes.
I mean, she was literally, two sections over?
Yeah.
And she was in the row in front of you, by the way.
Ball guy stands out. What do you want me to tell you?
You did stand out last night. I will say that.
Yeah. I delivered to the audience what I said I would. I'm a man of my word.
The best one of the night, though.
Yeah.
I mean, the strikeout was fine, but but when the opposing pitcher had like an 0-2 count.
And I did the Zoogie Zoogats, like I said I would. I gave it to you.
I'm the only one standing up in this section.
You know what I was thinking of? I don't know if you guys remember this. There was a guy in the garden. His name was Dancing Harry.
No, I don't know.
He used to have the multicolored afro and everything.
Yeah.
And Dancing Harry used to try to give the Zoogie Zoogats signal to the guy on the line.
What do you want me to do?
Shooting the free throw.
But you're right. Funny. I'm the only guy standing up in the whole section.
No. The guys next to you were standing
up. Not in the first inning. In the first inning, there was one guy standing up, and then the three guys to your left joined you.
Dude next to me was on his phone all night anyway.
Shocking.
What do you got, Jerry?
Sponsored by Weil McLean, your high-efficiency heating specialist. For 5 2/3, A.J. Burnett was not bad, but the path to out number 18 took a detour down the line and left.
Runners lead as Burnett deals, swung on a long drive to left. If it's fair, it's gone. It is a gun! It's a 3-run home run for Benji Molina. And the Rangers take a 5-3 lead.
You can hear Susan pounding the table. Yeah. Very unhappy there. Or John, one of the whatever.
I shouldn't start crying when Teixeira went down. You know him, John. I know Mark, too. It's a good man that just went down there, John. He's got to be lost for the year, John. Of course, he hasn't had a hit in the ALCS.
0 for 14.
So what are you losing there? A big fat goose egg.
John Sterling, WCBS. Rangers went on to beat the Yankees 10-3. Burnett the loss, and after the game, he was fixed on that Molina at bat.
One pitch, man. That's what it comes down to.
The home run hit right after Joe Girardi opted to put David Murphy on base with an intentional walk. Molina, three home runs against the Yanks in the 0-5 ALDS. Well, he struck again. Was Burnett bothered by the decision?
No, it didn't bother me. It's bottom line, it's a Skip's decision, you know. And if I, like I said, if I make that pitch to Molina, you don't have to ask that question.
Girardi defends his decision.
We liked the matchup, AJ, against Molina. We did. And unfortunately, it didn't work out.
As for the offense, well, that didn't work out either. The Yankees 2-for-13 with runners in scoring position in the series, 3-for-33.
We just haven't been able to get that big hit.
Yeah.
Not only that, I mean, the Rangers get two runs. It was in the third inning without a single ball getting past, out of the infield. You had the walk, the wild pitch, the sacrifice bunt for second and third, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Now, I'm not going to kill Burnett on the one because the dribbler that went past the mound to A-Rod, no one's got to play on that.
No.
What is like you'll give up
he
a line drive.
He double clutched, but I still don't think he was going to get him.
Yeah, but you gave up two runs. Not a single ball went past the infield. It's almost impossible.
Not last night. Yankees now down 3-1. Derek Jeter says can't get them all back at once.
We got to come tomorrow and we have to win a game. I mean, that's the bottom line.
But the Rangers will have other ideas. Josh Hamilton, who did hit a pair of late home runs, says we have nothing to lose.
I mean, we've never been here before. What do we know?
Manager Ron Washington says his team will remain focused on the task at hand. They will not be looking ahead.
We're not thinking about how we're going to close anyone out. We're going to go out there and play baseball.
And Yankees will play the rest of the way, whether it's just 1, 2, or 10 more games this postseason, without Mark Teixeira, who indeed suffered a hamstring injury.
I didn't hear it pop, but I definitely felt it. I knew right away it wasn't good.
So the Yankees replaced him on the roster.
We're all yelling, why are you sliding into first?
I know.
We're behind him. You know,
yeah.
We didn't see the grimace at him go for
it. I know what happened.
No, you didn't. No, at the moment you didn't.
I knew that he pulled his hamstring.
Maybe right after, but at the time I'm like, why are you sliding the first?
I saw him grab it.
Yeah? All right.
I told the folks right in front of me, that's a pulled hamstring right there.
Boomer was doing like analysis of the game. I have to say, Boomer knows his baseball.
He was a star high school player. Yeah.
Cardi Strumsky Award winner.
I'm saying, good for you.
Eduardo Nunez replaces Teixeira on the roster. Game 5 today at 4, Sabathia and Wilson. The NLCS now in favor of the Giants. Blank the Phillies 3-0. Matt Cain, Javi Lopez, and Brian Wilson combined on the shutout. Charlie Manuel trying to explain the way baseball works to his all-of-a-sudden challenged offense.
When a game starts, that's when you're supposed to hit. Oh. You know, now, if you don't hit, I mean, that's kind of... You kind of own your own when you leave a dugout.
Game 4 tonight, Madison Bumgarner and Joe Blanton. Mets and Frankie Rodriguez settle their grievance. He will not be paid the $3 million they withheld at the end of the year.
By the way, isn't that interesting? Just real quick, the Yankees chose not to go Sabathia 147, right?
Right.
And the Phillies, in a similar spot, are not going Halladay 147.
Yep.
So with that series on the line, they're going
Joe Blanton.
With the series on the line.
I agree.
All right.
And I would have went Sabathia last night.
The Cubs, 100% I would have.
The Cubs make Mike Quatty their manager, but notable, as you mentioned, because of the rumors about Joe Girardi. Preseason basketball, Knicks over the Nets 117-111. More important, though, reports say the Knicks are back in the mix in terms of Carmelo Anthony. Denver now possibly thinking about negotiating with them. The NFL fines three players for vicious hits that caused concussions this past Sunday. James Harrison, $75,000. Brandon Merriweather and Dante Robinson were each hit with $50,000. The outspoken Giant safety, Antrell Roll, and the league possibly handing out suspensions for such hits.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely ridiculous because under any circumstances, can you just absolutely have control of your body when you're in pursuit of tackle?
Roll, Benito Roberts on the fan.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because, you know, James Harrison, as we had Ray Anderson, VP of operations for the NFL on yesterday, announcing – that it's not a new rule. They're just going to enforce it, and the enforcements are going to be so much more severe than what they've been. Now, James Harrison, you know, yesterday told you exactly what his excuse would be, that when he went to go hit Massaquai, Massaquai was upright. And then when Massaquai saw him coming, he bent down, and that's when it became a helmet-to-helmet situation. And that's always going to be the argument from the defensive standpoint. I know what the NFL does not want. They just don't want a dead player on the field.
Right.
I'll tell you, those three hits yesterday or on Sunday could have led to a dead player on the field.
Or paralyzed player.
Right, and they don't want they don't want either one of them, obviously, because, you know, as we saw Eric LeGrand from Rutgers laying on the field against Army on Saturday, that is like the last image that you want if you're running a league right now.
And Green Bay linebacker Nick Barnett tweeted, quote, "No big hits. What sport are we playing now?"